Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, it's Trey with Daddy Mojo, and the other day we got to do something really special and fun, unique for us. We went to Media Day for MotoFest, and MotoFest is happening in Atlanta. It's kind of a one-off. But what's special is that it combines arena cross and supercross. Yeah, it was Greek to me too. It's still a very foreign language. However, here's the gist of it. Arena cross is dirt bike racing, like three stories high, for the amateur league. Like for those up-and-comers who are trying to get to the supercross league, whereas supercross is the more established, the more experienced racers. What's happening at MotoFest is it's combining arena cross and supercross for the first time at the same arena, same period of time, over the same weekend. It was really fun, and while we were there, we got a chance to meet Justin Cooper and his father, Glenn Cooper. Now, Justin is a 19-year-old arena cross racer. He's trying to get up to the big leagues. His father, Glenn, is an old-school racer. We got a chance to talk with them about how they see racing and how they do it as a family. So we're talking with Justin Cooper. Justin, it's my first motocross event. What should I expect?
Well, this is kind of the first time we're doing this event. It's going to be arena cross first and carried over with the top guys in the supercross. And then anyone can come out Sunday and race the amateur day and have some fun.
Okay. And how old are you?
19 years old.
You're 19.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this?
I started when I was about 4 years old, so I've been doing it for like 15 years now.
So you're touring now?
Yeah, okay. We go all over the country to race and have fun doing it.
I hate to ask such a naive question, but so, okay, your education, are you schooled on the road? How does that work?
I actually stayed in high school and finished that and graduated from public school. And I did a little bit of college, but I've been holding off on that to go after motocross a little bit more.
Okay, and you're racing on Friday night, which is the, help me on the terminology. What's the terminology for Friday night?
That's arena cross.
Arena cross. And then Saturday night is motocross.
Supercross, yeah.
Supercross, correct. What happens if you do well Friday night?
Well, I don't know if you're able to do arena cross and supercross, but we basically race Friday night, and then we kind of just hang out for the rest of the weekend and have fun.
Okay, cool. And you've been doing this since you were four?
Yes.
Did your father race, or your father had a dirt bike?
Yeah, he got me into it for sure when I was young. He was a local pro back in the day, so
was he?
He helped me. Yeah, come through the ranks.
Does he still give you advice now that you're an up and coming professional?
Of course, it's harder for him, but yeah, he does.
Why is it harder for him?
Because I've gotten to a level where it's hard to give knowledge, I guess. So I kind of have to figure it out on my own now. Dads, or look up to someone else.
Dads are weird like that. We are. We're very strange. When he was 19, are you a better rider than he was at that point in time?
I believe so.
Would he say the same thing?
I hope so.
Is he behind me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Should I ask him that same question?
Yes.
So he started racing, you know, he started riding when he was 4 years old.
Correct.
Was that nerve-wracking?
No, it was fun just because I always raced. It was always in the blood, and it was fun to do with when you have, you know, your younger kids, and I have three others that also do the same, you know, ride, and it's just fun. As you get older, you're not in it as much, but you want your kids to experience the fun that you had.
That's nice.
But, and we've learned to do it at an early age now, where back then when I started, I was, you know, maybe 10 on a mini bike, you know, but now they're riding full-fledged motorcycles that are race ready. And
so he said that you raced many years ago, correct?
Yeah. On a local level, tri-state area, New York, New Jersey.
Okay.
I used to go down occasionally down to Florida and practice, but the sport's just so elevated now that it's changed a lot.
It's on a bigger national field, yeah?
Yeah, and the training, everyone trains really hard now, and the equipment is a lot better. But overall, I think the training and work ethic for all the riders, at the top riders, is, you know, 10 times what it used to be.
Now, as your son, when you watch him race, how nerve-wracking is that?
It wasn't too nerve-wracking until he started doing the, you know, some pro races and stuff with the tracks, and the competition has gotten kind of fierce.
Yeah.
And the track layouts have been, you know, I'll say unforgiving, but that's why they train at this level now, to make it so it's not like that.
Now, for a novice, I know I'm kind of an entry level knowledge person. Right. Training, what, when it comes to training, how do you train for this?
Well, Justin does it all himself now, but he's in the gym. He's a lot of bicycling. Nutrition and diet is very important now, and he does it all himself. He does a lot of research, and he's prepared himself to this, get him to this level, and he's gotten here by himself. I mean, I always, when he was younger, I just taught him the basics, but the sport has gotten so technical now that my knowledge doesn't go very far.
Is there ever a point where you'd say, you need to stop, son?
Stop?
Yeah, you need to stop.
No, he's got it covered. He knows what he needs to do.
And regarding your two other children?
My younger ones?
Are they racing also? Do they have intentions to?
They race, yeah. I got a younger son with 5 national titles and another younger son who does very well. They're very competitive in the amateur, in the amateur world. So.
Now, did they start out BMX, I presume?
No BMX. They're all right on motorcycles.
Wow. Yeah. So they were 4 and 5 years old on a motorcycle, eh?
Actually, they were 2 and 8 months and 2 and 6 months, where they could ride a bike all by themselves.
Wow.
They couldn't even actually barely talk, but they were riding. So that's it. I found the way to get them on bike sooner than, Justin started at 3 and 8 months, his first time by himself. But now my other ones, I got them in a year earlier. So it's
wow. So you were the balanced bike predecessor back in the day. That's amazing, yeah. Except motorized.
Yeah, my level never reached anything like his, but that's what he wanted to do. And
when did you stop racing and why?
I'm going to say I probably did a few races in 2000, maybe late 90s. Mm-hmm. And that's like expert class, vet class. After you start, when you have younger ones coming up, you don't really need to ride anymore. It's a lot of time.
Yeah.
And I think you know that, the time spent traveling. And
would it be fair, you're not his coach, but you give him advice?
If I can.
Does he listen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but he has to sort out what works for him and what doesn't.
See, it's the same question. I'm just getting the dad's point of view, see?
It's on a different level where I can't pick up a lot of things anymore. It's just...
That's just a peek into Moto Fest, as well as a little glimpse into Arena Cross and Supercross. It is really family friendly. It is really loud, though, so bring some ear protection. Don't depend on the fact that the arena will have it for sale, because they will sell some, but they could be sold out by the time you get to the arena, and it's going to be loud. It is really family friendly, though. It's very affordable, too, when you look at the purchase prices, and it is much more fun than you think it is. I know nothing about dirt bike racing. All I know is it looks like Fury Road being filmed in front of me, and it was ridiculously fun. Check it out. Your family, your kids, ages 6 and up, they will go mental over it. It's Trey with Daddy Mojo.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.